We have a quorum, so let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off. Thank you, Chase, for recording that. All right, let's call this meeting to order 6:01. I think I said hi to everybody, but just to run through the roll call, I see Bob and Janelle and Jeremy and Jeff, and Susie and Margaret and Marie and Megan and Amanda and Karen and Chase and myself. Did I miss anybody?
Caroline Lobdell just logged on just
Oh,
now.
yep, I see her. Hi, Caroline. Okay, well, I think that's everybody. So let's go ahead and move on to item number two. Is there any public comment tonight?
Rob, this is Marie. Can
Hi, Marie.
you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First, I'd like to thank Chase for sending out the notice on having the SWAT stuff ready for us to review. I appreciate that. But I'd like to know when the time frame is to get that back to you guys.
Good question.
Get good comments back to you guys.
Okay. Don't think we have, Chase, maybe you can answer. I don't remember. I don't have a hard date in front of me, at least not at this point. Do we have something set in stone?
Not that I'm aware of. It was supposed to be a July time frame to start reviewing that stuff, but I think probably by the next meeting be more
Okay.
than
Yeah, I think so
adequate.
too. Sorry, go ahead, Chase.
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. I think, depending on how much feedback we actually get, we did receive one formal or one letter, one email in regards to one of the concepts listed on the infrastructure improvement list, but I think that's about it so far. So yeah, if there's anything or anybody out there that's willing and able to provide some feedback as to give us some guidance on their thoughts on some of those concepts and projects and ideas that we posted on the website for infrastructure improvement between now and the next meeting would be fantastic.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted clarification on that so I didn't miss it. Thank you.
That's a good point, Marie, and I think we ought to probably post that on our website too.
Is
Just
everybody?
Yeah, I left it open because there hasn't been any decision on it. Just for Janelle's purposes, we have Jeffrey Condit that entered and a 704 564 2025 around 6:02 p.m.
Thank you.
Does the set was it a 702 number, Chase? I can't see it on my screen. Does the
It was a
70
704
oh.
564 2025.
Does the 704 number want to introduce themselves or Renee?
I think it's Debbie.
Oh, okay. Hi, Debbie.
You're correct.
You think I'd know that by now? I have to look up Marie's number every once in a while too, so no problem. All right, and hi, Mr. Condit. Feedback.
Good evening, all. Sorry, I was 2 minutes late.
No problem. Thanks for being here. Okay, yeah. So I agree with Karen's point too. I think we should post a date for feedback. So is everybody on the board, are you okay with between now and the next meeting? What is it, August 10th? That kind of being our, I wouldn't say drop dead date, but at least our date where we close the public comment period for our infrastructure improvement list.
Let's cover that during the SWOT process.
Okay.
7F.
Got it.
Okay,
Yeah.
good point.
Good point. Okay. Any other public comment? Hearing none. All right. Well, let's move on. Go ahead and approve the agenda. I think we need a motion. Everybody's had a chance to see the agenda. Chase got it on the screen. Any comments about the agenda?
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
I second. This is Megan.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, motion to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, four ayes and one absent. Gary texted back, though. He said he'll be on soon. He just got tied up with something. Okay, let's see. So we have some meeting minutes to approve from the last meeting, 6:15. Did everybody have a chance to review those? And is there any comment about them?
Yeah. Thank you, Janelle. I move to approve the minutes from June 15th as presented.
Okay. Anyone second?
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Okay. Any more discussion? Minutes look great, Janelle. If you want my two cents, I thought you did a great job on them.
Thank you. And who was the second on that?
Megan.
Thank you.
Megan.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor to approve the meeting minutes from 6:15 as presented, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain since I was not at the meeting last month. This is Amanda.
Okay.
Okay. Three ayes, one absent, one abstain. Perfect. So motion carries still.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Item number five. There's no president's message tonight. The only thing I will just throw out there is that a lot of the stuff that I was going to include in the president's message, Chase is going to include in his manager's report because it seemed like we had a lot of things that we accomplished this month as a group. But not a lot of deliverables, just kind of moving processes forward and a lot of operations type stuff. So to avoid being redundant, Chase will cover pretty much everything I was going to cover. So no president's message tonight. Let's go ahead and jump into the company financial review and expenditures. Let's see, I'm pulling mine up right now.
For the recording at 6:07, Bruce Estock entered the meeting.
Oh, perfect. Thanks for joining, Bruce. Okay.
So these are the transactions that presented. They were in the reports. There was one minor update at the very last minute, the streamline invoice from $75 actually went up to $84. So that's the only change within the report at this date. This is actually old report. Other than that, the only thing that would be out there is a $13,000 state pool transfer to cover costs associated and projected payroll. Does anybody else have any questions?
Nope. So do we need a motion to do that state pool transfer now, Chase?
Yeah.
Approve the transactions as presented and the $13,000 state pool.
Yep. Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
I move to approve the transaction as presented and the state pool transfer of $13,000.
Second.
Great. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor for the $13,000 state pool transfer and to approve the transaction list as presented, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right, big fella, I'm going to put myself on mute and the floor is yours.
There's stuff going on back around here. Okay, so we'll basically jump right into the operations. The assessment's completed. I was hoping to have it off today, but I'm actually going to send it down to the county in the morning. Kind of like Rob had mentioned, there's been a lot going on, but not a lot of tangibles at this point to kind of point out. A lot of it just moving stuff forward. We've been doing a lot of field maintenance, vegetation patrol around pump stations, kind of cleaning off the catwalks, kind of stuff like that. Starts the sluice gate exercisings, that'd be the north and the sub levees, the turbine oil and basically the pump motor lubrications, the Evans pump station, Santosh slough. The pumps are set at 3.7 to 4.4, but the tide gates have been kind of keeping it right around between three and four. That's just kind of equalizing that area. The Kessie, the Cherry, and the north pumps, they're basically kind of switched off and on for irrigation purposes at this point. We've been working with landowners in those areas just to kind of if they want to pump out of the ditches for their purposes, that's great. It's been very dry, as I'm sure everyone's aware. All pumps have been running very little. The only pump, of course, that runs a lot this time of year is a Smith pump. It, for whatever reason, just runs a lot. But kind of across the board from this time last year, the power bill is about 50% of what it was last year. But last year was a lot wetter spring, so that can be expected. The subcontractor for the levee mowing has been pushed back due to breakdowns and whatnot. I've been in regular contact with him to get an exact time of when he'll be on site. At this point, we're looking at about 8 days. I'm just making sure that, you know, keep him aware that we're definitely wanting to get the levee mowed this year. And he's aware of that. He'll get to it as quick as he can. The coordination of the Cherry Orchard ditch system cleaning, that's been a big task, but I think we've kind of got it all lined out now, working with the farmer and the contractors in that area, and also working on some of the larger fall projects. Some of the contractors working on the Cherry Orchard ditch system are also going to be part of the tree projects this fall and the blackberry removal, so we're trying to get all that scheduled at this time. On a good note, kind of on personnel, so the SDIS workers' compensation insurance pool was becoming rather expensive for SDIS to operate. So they've switched over, they basically contracted to SAFE, which is State Accident Insurance Fund. It appears it's gonna save us about $900 a year in our annual work comp premiums, if you will. And so that was the, kind of the projected expected savings. They didn't know exactly until they had the pool put together. And so, okay, hold on. So 6:13, Gary Wheeler is entering the meeting. Sorry for that interruption. And I'm gonna make sure we haven't missed. Okay. On the 408 side of things, I haven't heard any update from the Cadman or what is now Heidelberg Materials on the Ellis Farm gravel mine. I talked to our consultant, they hadn't heard any updates either. And for the accreditation in the Lomar, it's still been in the city of Scappoose's hands, and I and Rob and myself, especially, have been trying to keep contact with them to see exactly where this process is and moving along as quickly as we can. They are aware of the December 2024 deadline, and we continue to remind them of that. We definitely need some follow-up between us and FEMA on that deadline. And I'm actually in the process of working with them through that as well. Kind of as everyone's aware, I did send out a notice to everyone once we did get the potential or proposed infrastructure improvements list. We did receive one feedback on that so far, and the other part of that was the update or the true up of the O&M manual. Rob and I sat down, I think it was last week sometime, and we've actually started to tackle and go through the 2018 O&M manual and kind of bring it up to update it with kind of current information we have at this time. And I think we should probably stop here because there's part of this best practices SWAT program that I think we need to talk about. Specifically, as talked about earlier, maybe a cutoff date for the infrastructure list feedback. Sorry.
Yeah. So since Gary, you're on now, is that correct? I think you said you jumped on, but if you can hear me, I just wanted to catch you up on what we're talking about. We don't really have a date. Hard set in stone date to basically close the public feedback window with regards to our infrastructure improvement list. And so
Rob, I just had trouble getting unmuted.
Oh, no problem. Hi, thanks for joining.
Sorry about the delay.
You're good. We're just trying to figure out how long we want to leave the window open to receive public feedback for the infrastructure improvement list. And one idea was to to potentially close it, you know, maybe on the day of our next meeting, which would be August 10th, give the public a little over a month to provide feedback to us on some of the projects, and then you'll be able to use that information to form our strategy and, you know, list of priorities going forward.
I think that sounds reasonable. I think before we mentioned, you know, possibly being about a month.
Yep, I think we should go for it.
Okay. Amanda or Megan, good with August 10th?
Sounds good to me.
Is there any comment from the public? Anybody have any issues or heartburn with August 10th? Let's do August 10th, Chase. And we'll post that to the website as well, just so it's out there in the open and there's no surprises.
Do you think that needs a motion?
Mr. Condit?
I would make that as a motion since you're establishing a deadline.
Okay, fair enough. Anybody want to take a look at it?
Okay, let's see here. I move that we set a deadline for public comment on our strategic planning process. I guess that would be the priority items of August 10th. How's that, Mr. Condit?
That works.
Okay. Janelle, did you get it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Second.
Is that you, Amanda?
Yes.
All right. I won't try to recite that. I think everybody knows what the motion is, but any further discussion? Okay, let's vote. August 10th. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, perfect. Unanimous motion carries. August 10th it is. Website check. Let's see.
Okay, continuing on here, the SCAPU Stormwater Master Plan. The city had sent me the link. The first time I tried it, it didn't work. The second time I tried it, it expired. I reached out to the city multiple times. I actually did receive yesterday a link from Chris at the city of a share file document for it. I haven't been to the office today and I don't want that large a file on my home computer, so I'm waiting until I get to the office to download it, and so we should have it at that point.
Good.
We did receive an update from our property manager this afternoon for the rental home. They had completed the walkthrough. The home seems in good repair. The renter wanted to do a couple projects, small projects. They were mainly just touching up the paint, and I think putting on a screen door. None of it really jumped off the page to me as anything out of the ordinary. I think Karen forwarded that email to everybody just for informational purposes. And I don't know if anybody wants to talk about that. It's pretty straightforward. It's just the annual checkup.
I think we should agree to everything that the tenant wants permission to do: touch up the paint in the kitchen, oil the cabinets, install a screen door, and replace the glass cover for the light fixture in the laundry area, which broke accidentally. Those are fine with me. And then I just so you know, board members, I sent this email to you at 3:15 this afternoon. We just received it in the middle of the day today. Also, Chase says that he can have JR spray for the wasps that are starting to build up little nests under the eaves. And touch up that little piece of exterior paint. There's a photo provided of that. And I think that's pretty much it, unless anybody has any objections?
Not an objection, but a question. Do we have touch-up paint that's left over from having it painted here a couple of years ago?
Chase and I had that same question, so Chase is going to look for that.
Always makes it easier.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
I'm pretty positive we have the exterior paint, but the interior paint was done much sooner, and so I'll double check. There's a lot of paint sitting around there, whether it's
five in the years salt, later. Yeah. In the salt cabinet, yeah, the yeah. water softener cabinet. I might be able to, if we need to, I might be able to dig through a pile of stuff I have on that project and find the paint colors, but I don't know if I ever actually had them written down, so we'll have to see.
Well, good. It all seemed reasonable to me.
Chase, would you like to, do you want me to just reply to Harlow that everything's okay here and that JR is going to spray for the wasps and touch up the paint? If you yeah. can find the paint. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, we'll just get it taken care of. It's just basic okay. maintenance stuff.
Okay. I'll just reply to Harlow there. After the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have anything on legal unless Jeff's aware of something that I'm not.
Nothing has occurred in the last 30 days, I'm happy to say.
There's really no update on the mercury temperature TMDLs. They're just no update, I guess, at this point.
Okay.
I think that takes us to 8.
Rob?
Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt Chase during his report, but I do have a question that I've been meaning to ask on the trees. Not sure how it's worded in here. We're having trees taking off of the levee on the outside of the levee?
Correct.
Are we doing anything? I mean, we did this here several years ago at the tune of $70-some thousand. Are these the same trees, or are we doing something to keep them from coming back using stump kill or something?
At this time, yes, we are. So the tree cutters that are currently, and I, to your previous question, I don't know if these are trees prior to my time. They are. They're treated with Tordon.
Yeah.
As soon as they're cut. And so to hopefully not have to do this again. And then also the herbicide that's applied in the fall is a woody brush herbicide as well. So it tackles the small trees that do sprout.
Okay, but it's a different application at a different time, right?
Correct. There's two different applications. There's the application when the tree is actually cut.
Right. Correct.
And then there's the application that's applied with the blackberries and small trees as well.
Okay. I mean, for us, the amount of money we spend on these trees out there, I just hope that we're doing everything we can, that we're not going to keep doing this year after year after year. So I appreciate the fact that you've got on top of that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to do it again either.
Awesome. Thank you both. Okay, upcoming meetings. So we don't, I know 8A has been on there for a couple months now without a whole lot of movement, but I do have one quick update for the return to in-person meetings. And Megan, feel free to jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, but Megan sent over basically an Amazon list of different devices and things that we're able to look at and do some research on and see if they'd be applicable for us turning our office into a more of a conference room with the ability to hear and to project the meeting. I just sent it to Chase today. We haven't had a chance to really dive in and look at it, but Chase is going to put it on his radar and look into some of those devices and their costs and their applicability. And before we make any decisions or spend a bunch of money on anything, I just wanted to say to Megan that I appreciate you sending that. I think it's a lot of that stuff looks pretty much in line with what our IT person was saying that we would need to be able to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish in that office. So thanks for sending that over.
No problem. I'm sorry I sent it today to you.
That's all
right. Right before the meeting. Good timing, right?
That's all right. It kept me off Amazon, and it's always dangerous to my bank account to go on Amazon. So thank you. You saved me a lot of money.
No problem.
Okay. And then 8B, our proposed monthly meeting on August 10th. How does that date work for everyone? Any problems with August 10th?
This is Janelle. I am out of town, but if someone else can take minutes, it works.
Okay. Thank you, Janelle.
This is Megan. I probably will be late. I can make it, but I'll probably be late.
Okay. Any other scheduling conflicts? Okay. Any board discussion on Janelle or Megan's comments? Anybody have any thoughts they want to throw out there? Keeping the meeting or moving it to a different date or time?
For Janelle, would it, like we did this month, would it shift it one day forward or backwards help your schedule?
Shifting it one day backwards, such as the 9th, I could be there.
How does the 9th look for you, Megan?
It's fine. It will be the same. I'll be late. I'm open to the public, my business is, and so it'll just be a matter of trying to close up for the day and sure. And call in for the meeting. So I would say don't base it around me for that month.
Okay, fair enough. I'm looking right now. I don't think I have any issues schedule wise with the 9th or 10th. I'm good. The 9th.
We need a motion if we're going to move the date because our dates are pretty are supposed to be established, I think.
Yeah.
I move to move the August meeting to the 9th of August instead of the 10th.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
By way of discussion, I would just say that we made a motion and approved it already for the deadline of our public comment period for the strategic planning for August 10th. So I don't suppose that needs to be changed necessarily, but just throwing that out there.
Yeah,
well, since it's after your meeting, it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah,
the next day. If it was the other way around, I would say the same thing, Karen. I was going to mention it. If you move it the other way around, then I would change it so it's the same.
Yeah, good call. Okay, we have a motion on the table in a second. Any further discussion about moving the meeting to August 9th? Okay, let's go ahead and vote on it. All in favor for moving the next regularly scheduled board of directors meeting to August from August 10th to August 9th at 6 p.m. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, I know this summer, especially with our volunteer board, I know summers get crazy. So I appreciate everybody's flexibility. And if everybody would be so kind, maybe here in the next couple of weeks, take a look at the September and October and maybe the meetings for the rest of the year. And if there's a scheduling conflict that you're running into, by all means, shoot out an email or shoot a text and we can at least be prepared to talk about it more in depth at the meeting if we need to move any in the future. So let's review our master calendar. Oh, thanks, Chase. I already got it up. Master calendar. Okay, let's see. All right, so for July, you have the LB 50 due to Columbia County July 15th. July 1st, budget year begins, and compile financial information to CPA to complete taxes. Let's see, 1 through 4 meeting topics. 1 through 4 topics. And then nothing, nothing yet in August, at least set in stone. Right, Chase?
Not at this point. The only thing that's kind of left over, this has been from last month, is still be well within budget, was trying to find maybe a more cost-effective CPA to complete the taxes. And so I'll be probably reaching out to a couple local CPAs to see if they can take the information we give them and compile our taxes in a little bit more economical manner.
Okay. Were you able to verify that you had what you needed for the document that I sent you that was supposed to be signed?
Yeah, it's fine. It's good to go.
Okay, perfect. So you're good for the LB 50 for the Columbia County. Okay, perfect.
Can you reach to the accountants? Do we know exactly what Janelle's going to supply so that the accountant knows when we get bids or quotes?
Yeah, I was just going to give them all last year's information. There's only about 5 files that go out. They take that information and send it back. And
perfect.
And I'll work with Janelle on that. Probably next week we'll tackle that real quick. I think we have 6 months to get it done, or 4 months. So we've got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, great. So we have to review our action items. I have a couple written down. One is to move the following meeting, or the next meeting, to August 9th. We're closing the public comment window for our infrastructure improvement list on August 10th. We're going to post that information on our website so that the public knows that the 10th is our close date. We're going to do a $13,000 state pool transfer, which, knowing Amanda, she probably already did it. And
I did.
And let's see, what else? Is there anything else that I'm missing on there? Oh, and then I have on here that Chase and I are going to continue to review the O&M. I made it through about 25 or 26 pages of it today. Lots of updates, lots of comments and suggestions. So, we'll keep chipping away at that. Hopefully we have that banged out by the next meeting too. Is there anything else?
I already messaged Harlow. So that's done too.
Oh, and message Harlow. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And tell her thanks for that update. That was pretty concise.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome. All right, guys, I'm a little embarrassed. We didn't even make it 45 minutes tonight. Anybody want to talk football? Or, well, it's not even football season, so I guess we'll not much else to talk about. Thanks, everybody, for your time tonight. Any further comment before we adjourn? Hearing none? All right, 6:34, let's call this thing. Everybody have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you, Chase. Great job. Thank you. Thanks, Janelle.
Good night.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody. Thank you.